So how can anxiety become good? Suzuki suggests it start with reframing how we view it. Instead of fighting anxious thoughts, we can listen to what they are trying to tell us. For example, anxiety before a big test might signal the need for better preparation. Nervousness before a meeting might remind us that we are invested in the outcome. By interpreting anxiety as a message and not a threat, we can turn it into motivation. Suzuki also introduces the idea that superpowers can be hidden within anxiety. She explains that when people redirect their anxious energy, it can fuel creativity, empathy, and problem solving. In fact, many successful leaders and artists confess that their anxiety pushes them to perform at their best. When channeled correctly, the very emotion that once held us back can drive us forward. Good Anxiety is a book about balance. Life will always contain stress and uncertainty, but anxiety doesn't have to be the enemy. It can be transformed into a teacher, showing us where we need to grow, reminding us of what we value, and helping us live with more courage and purpose. Talk about it. How do most people feel about anxiety? What do they do about it? Do you agree that anxiety can be a teacher? Why or why not? Word bank. Anxiety. Her anxiety kept her awake the night before the interview. Misunderstood. The movie explores the struggles of a deeply misunderstood man. Ancestor. Our ancestors relied on fire to survive the long cold winters. Overwhelm. Her endless emails are overwhelming my focus today. Crush. Fear can easily crush your dreams if you let it. Reframe. She learned to reframe failure as a chance to grow. Invest. He decided to invest more time in his friendships. Confess. She had to confess that being shy made it hard for her to speak in public. Transform. Exercise can transform stress into positive energy. More information. Harness. Neuroscientist.